The slightest miscalculation, and the snake is left with a mouthful of feathers. The dropped meal is tracked down mainly by smell, the viper using its forked tongue to taste the air until it's close enough to see its quarry. The final challenge is to swallow a meal that's twice the size of its head. It does so by dislocating its jaws and positioning its prey so the beak is pointing backwards. For the reptiles, this time of plenty is all too brief. In a couple of weeks, the migration will be over and the birds will have moved on. This could be the snake's last meal for 6 months. But it isn't just islands that experience cycles of feast and famine. The sea too has its seasons, a fact well known to fishing communities along the neighboring coasts. In Chuwang Harbor, the start of a new fishing season provides the excuse for a massive party. But for boat owner Mr. Zhao, it's a day of prayer, as well as celebrations. Zhao hopes that by presenting gifts and showing respect to the sea goddess, he can help ensure a prosperous and safe year ahead for him and his crew.